my.
All
aboard!
The wheels on the bus.
Tails.
The loser cruising.
Otherwise, I have to archive.
You hear me now? We'll see you next week.
Well, okay, now we'll try this again. Let's see. I'm on the bus.
Again?
Every night, 2 hours each way.
What are the odds?
So I get on the bus, and I sit down. Now, this is my bus going home. It's a little bit after 12. It's just about midnight.
Okay.
It's late. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to a death shift the next day. So I'm figuring I'm going to go home and get some sleep. Now, there's about 4 or 5 people on the bus, which is average for this run. This kid comes on. Tall, skinny, wearing the baggy-ass clothes.
Yo, yo, yo.
There's no, I've said, there's 4 other people on the bus. Mm-hmm. He sits next to me. Okay, now he's pissed me off.
Grim, servant of death.
He's pissed me off, number one. There is now, I've changed my attitude.
I don't understand.
I've changed my attitude.
The first principle of asshole magnetization is demonstrated. The asshole always sits next to Uncle Dad.
Yeah, he does.
We should follow you. We should go on a Saturday or when you have a day off on a Saturday with the video camera. We'll ride the bus all day long. I want to witness this firsthand.
Go hard.
How this works.
Go hard.
So
I just don't understand it.
Okay,
number two.
Supernatural things avoid video cameras.
Yeah,
the video
know.
Cameras.
It'll run away from
present
it.
The supernatural being.
No, number two.
You're mocking
the the kid. Now,
Never.
I said, I've changed my attitude. I used to be a real hard ass when it came to drugs. No, I did.
To drugs?
I was so totally against drugs because of some shit that happened in my past. But yeah. I have changed it. I still do not use.
The drugs
but,
don't hate you.
But I do not instantly think that everybody who like, not just deals, anybody who, like, uses should be, like, burned at the stake.
Drugs save. Let them. Drugs love you.
I was afraid they were going to start giving them
drugs
into me.
Drugs never stopped loving you.
That's okay.
All your Down syndrome kids are belong to me.
Okay, so
all your drugs are belong
the kid
to us.
Is so, however, has been taking so much fucking weed. He's been just using so much.
You're like,
I can see, like, the wave lines coming off this kid. It's just like there's scent lines coming from this kid. I'm like, damn. My eyes are watering.
High.
Sitting, I'm getting a contact high sitting next to this kid.
Dak's getting more hungry.
Send him over to my place.
So then after about a couple of stops, he goes, hey, man, do you know what time it is? And I'm like, 5 after 12. What? 5 after 12. What? I hold my watch up and say, 5 after 12. He has to grab my wrist and stare at my watch with a confused look for at least a good 30 seconds before.
And it doesn't even have hands on it,
no,
does it?
No, it's digital. A
digital
watch.
512.
And he's like, oh,
1205, sir.
He's like, thanks. And he kind of like leaves me alone. Then I guess he saw either, I don't know if he knows this chick or if it was just some girl he thought was hot. Because he leaps out of the chair, pops across the aisle and starts banging on the window and opens the top window, starts yelling out, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, it's like going on and I'm like going, okay, now he's like made noise.
Oh, he's just being friendly.
He's
a friendly guy.
He's friendly. How junkies say hello.
But this is Desmond in his aggravated stage. So everything you do just makes
what
it worse.
What has he done? He sat beside you and asked
the
time.
He's crotch.
He's not as bad as the Down syndrome guy that was bothering
him. I know, but.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Would you like to read my poetry?
Stage 2 of asshole magnetization. Yeah. Attracting the attention of Uncle Dad.
So he's going on. And I'm like, okay, I'm just ignoring him now. And we go on a couple more stops. And then he does the real stupid thing. He reaches over. He grabs the emergency release for the window.
Oh, okay. No.
And pulls it.
All your emergency
a big red shiny lever.
No, doesn't pull
jolly candy-like
lever. Doesn't pull the brake, but what happens is the window falls over.
Yes.
Doesn't fall out because it's on a hinge,
oh, okay.
But it falls over.
Smash.
It didn't break, but the thing is the window kind of fell off, and all of a sudden the driver's like, what the hell? And I'm like, at this point, I've just lost my temper. I jump out of my seat. I go over, and he's kind of like looking at it. I grab him by the back of the neck, and I shove his face down into the seat, so I'm just holding him there.
Yeah.
He's yelling. The driver is like, I'm like, driver, you want to stop? And he like stops, and he comes over. He's like, the kid is yelling and screaming, and I'm just holding him there. I actually have like, I clamped onto the back of his head so hard, I bruised my thumb. It's been hurting me for like 2 days.
Wow.
Ow.
You bruised your thumb.
Yeah. His
imagine
neck.
His neck. Thumb is much more resilient than the neck.
Owie. My I can't feel half my face.
The window falls out, the bus decompresses, and everyone's sucked into traffic. I think I'm going to sponsor Smokehouse.
That is so good.
Ray should sponsor Smokehouse. He's going to be our IRC sponsor.
Okay, that's right. So I hold the kid
Send
down.
Him your money now.
The driver comes over and he's like, what are you doing to that kid? What the hell happened? I went, the idiot opened the emergency release. And he's like looking down and he's like, let go of him. And I'm like, no, I've got a better idea. Why don't you go back, sit down, get the bus up to as much speed as possible, and I'll throw him out the window.
Because it's big enough now.
Yeah, he's opened it. I'll just throw him out the window. The bus driver has a look of complete and utter fucking horror on his face.
He doesn't know your past.
If I'd be sitting on the bus, I would just say, Jesus Christ, man, you've gone completely fucking sideways. I'm going to get off this bus. I don't want to be party to any kind of fucking...
How about you flatten all the tires and hide it under the bridge?
Fuck that. Not today, thank you very much.
No, thank you kindly.
So the driver says, let go of him. So I let go of him, but I hold on to his collar and everything. He says, what the hell did you do that for? I went, shut up. Calls the cops.
Uncle Dak, bully for justice.
They call the transit thing because apparently doing this is actually... I did not know this. You can be charged with vandalizing...
And by grabbing him by the neck, you can be charged with assault.
Yeah, technically. But they show up.
Zach
and
doesn't care.
They show up, and they basically take the kid away. And it takes the friggin' idiots at, like, transit a good, like, 10 minutes to figure out the way to actually get the window back in.
Well, that's because they're five union guys all holding one brain.
Yeah, I know.
Who's got the brain?
I left the brain at home.
You got the brain. You see them talking in a big circle. You got the brain.
I took the whole brain home last night.
Did you bring the brain in this morning? No, my wife needed it. You know, like, fuck.